Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Highway Patrol joins national effort to enhance highway safety during St. Patrick's Day season. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is participating in the International Association of Chiefs of Crash Awareness and Reduction Effort, CARE Section, a national traffic enforcement initiative aimed at improving highway safety during high-risk periods. As part of this effort, law enforcement agencies across the nation intensify their presence on interstate and U.S. highways to mitigate traffic accidents during specific holiday and seasonal events. According to the press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, the CARE Section serves as a vital form for collecting and disseminating traffic enforcement data from law enforcement agencies throughout North America. Through this collaborative effort, the goal is to give the public insight into the unified endeavors of law enforcement agencies to diminish fatal and serious injury crashes. Tim Cameron, Colonel of the Wyoming Highway Patrol, said, "We are pleased to announce our agency's participation in the CARE enforcement details. This initiative underscores our commitment to ensuring the safety of motorists and passengers on our highways. By increasing our presence and enforcing state statutes that contribute to highway crashes, we aim to significantly reduce the occurrence of accidents during this period." The Wyoming Highway Patrol's enhanced enforcement effort began on March 9th and will continue through midnight on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. During this time frame, the agency will track its activity, focusing on the following: monitoring speeding violations and aggressive driving behaviors, enforcing seatbelt and child restraint laws to promote occupant safety, targeting impaired drivers, educating motorists on the dangers of distracted driving, and collaborating with other law enforcement agencies to enhance enforcement efforts. Colonel Cameron said, "We encourage motorists to prioritize safety during this period of increased enforcement. By obeying traffic laws, maintaining vigilance behind the wheel, and exercising responsible behavior, we can collectively ensure safer roadways for everyone." The Wyoming Highway Patrol urged all motorists to exercise caution, drive responsibly, and adhere to traffic laws during this enforcement period and beyond. Wyoming sex traffickers required to register unless bill faces Gordon's veto. During the recent legislative session, only one out of five proposed changes to the state's sex offender registry successfully passed. Senate File 34, the approved bill, aims to include human and sex traffickers in the list of convicts required to register as sex offenders. Cowboy State Daily reported originally the bill included a provision allowing certain third-degree sex abusers to petition for removal from the registry after 25 years. The Senate Judiciary Committee attempted to modify this provision, but the House Judiciary Committee restored the original criteria, resulting in disagreement. After negotiations in a joint conference committee, the final bill excluded any mercy provision. The focus of the legislation was to address sex trafficking offenses and align Wyoming with federal law. Other bills attempting to modify the sex offender registry, such as one prohibiting offenders from specific locations and another requiring registration for sharing obscene material with minors, faced challenges and did not pass. Additionally, a bill proposing lifetime registration for juvenile delinquents convicted of serious sex crimes did not make it to consideration. The discussion around these bills highlighted complexities and controversies related to the sex offender registry laws in Wyoming. The bill has been sent to Governor Mark Gordon for approval. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.